here. Clark tried to put a chop. He did great on the end, but you see what my point is.
Absolutely.
We have a totally
same note.
We have a totally negative group.
No, they're not
really negative.
They want to be positive.
They want to hear something good.
Yeah, because
what about giving up
my parents and sisters when he was talking about the fact we're falling off here?
Yeah, we're falling out in this area. We're falling out. Makes us look for Christ. They should be holding something apart from the singing, which is utterly.
I just don't understand it.
Because, hey, you got someplace where we're, you know, up in New Jersey where we're having trouble.
We're
going to talk about drugs in New Jersey. Talk about, but then you should shift to what you do talk about. And
that's exactly the same point, because it. I don't know, but I see, I'm going to have to get a hold of this stuff and we have to be a little bit more expert, but we shouldn't let that happen this morning. We should have had a rah-rah session and take about 30 minutes and hit things and kind of go up there. I had to step in the class to try to get a person to go, but I had to quit going through state by state and shift the handle going on and all that sort of thing.
Well, some forget some of the people over there. Forget it.
Wow.
Then some of the people there was up. You know, Brock was
sure
because he's working on it, but they can have a separate session to do that.
No, it's not anyway. I just knew there was something. You made the same note.
Yeah. On the point of getting the positive across, instead of that, we don't need now objective analysis. We need selling pitches.
What I'll say.
That's all. It's too late to do anything about our chronic position. If we're in trouble on it, then forget it. Move to something we aren't. It's not true that we're in trouble, but
Jared Ford.
I don't want your courage to do it.
Here's your mind.
Stand in any action.
Oh, shit. Jesus. I don't know if that's good against you or not. That curse.
I sent them both notes, that
made it positive.
Yeah, but John obviously couldn't. I mean, he flew all night to get in here.
Sure. But he had there those poles prepared for that mission research off that Peter and that bunch. We don't get the right issues. Now, goddammit, to talk about the South in terms of taxes and the rest, you know what the issue is in the South. And also to say that Connecticut, do not talk about abortion. Do not talk about abortion.
That's where I'm
do not talk about. Now, for Christ's sake, sure you don't talk about it. That's the Peter line. But you think for one moment that you don't talk about it in the Catholic group? What's Christ talking about? You hold it in Connecticut?
Yeah, they
have. You hold it for them?
They have.
Well, I know what they hold.
Sure. That's the point. They'll go by
they're in Michigan or New York or something like that thing. But look here, what the hell do you think we're getting these Catholics for? Are we getting it because of what we've done on the environment?
No.
Bob, really not. John Rister at the domestic council, how did this realize why the Catholics are turning around? I know why they're turning around because of lifestyle, they're turning around because of abortion, they're turning around because of amnesty, they're turning around because of patriotism. Turn around because of us. That's it. And nothing else. God damn it. It just is ridiculous to think there's something else. This drug we gave a project in Connecticut that we're doing well in Connecticut. It isn't because I went out there and put up Watergate East or whatever the hell it was, or in New Jersey and we're doing well in New Jersey. It has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Do they understand there should not be? What the crisis of trouble with those pollsters?
Not completely. They're trying to break down.
All right. But this is standard issue.
No, no.
They are still breaking it down in terms of our old constituency, in terms of the soft-headed, white, Protestant, upper middle income suburbs. In other words, the Rumsfeld Finch group. They're not talking in terms of the poles of Ireland. That's the group that we're getting in Connecticut, and New York, and New Jersey, and Chicago. And incidentally, it's the same thing that turns on the South, turns on the Midwest. It's the baby of greed for them to see these great undercurrents. Christ, why does it come to the bell? the value of what he sees of this mission, he doesn't talk about all these other things. Well, anyway, sorry. We got across to... But you know, let me tell you, you go in and make speeches to people like that on those other issues, and you're dead. I've been to these places. You are totally dead. Cover them briefly, but you've got to give them a little bit. Most people want to feel proud of their goddamn country. That is what... That's very interesting. And in reading the news this summer this morning, you know, society and the rest all lining around very interesting. It tells a lot more about them than it does about us when they say, isn't it terrible that the country isn't concerned about morality anymore?
Yeah.
They want this, they hate this country and they hate this system. And they can't stand it that people are beginning to be for the country, for the system. And you've got to get that across to this goddamn White House Senate. They've got, I don't mean coast, but you know what I mean?
Sure.
They've got to understand that's the issue. And we mustn't sit here and worry about signing those assholes. Those are good people there, and I guess they enjoy hearing that.
Basic news. ensure that he has, whatever he's doing, he hasn't caught hold. He's made no gain. The other thing I was going to show you from one of the press things that we were saying, the advance man should generally be in the general vicinity and act as sort of a backup person and for issues that are concerning. The veteran press, of course, is sent out by a lot of people. That's, you may recall that at Sailor's Alliance position, Bishop's was capital. Now, this don't bring any more of these in. What Kerr and Ziegler do not understand, even Ziegler, that Kerr never has understood it from us, is that when you have individuals who feel strong on an idea, the philosophical leftist has contempt for Son of God and contempt for anything but hate. Get that through your head right now and always remember. The philosophical rightist likes the decent gesture. He is basically more John, except for the goddamn Americans. They're like the philosophical leftists. You see my point? But the herd of capos and the rest, I mean, don't kiss their ass. You know what I mean? He didn't deserve that letter. And also, I shouldn't have had to call to what I called to. I basically understand. If he'd come up and taken me on, I would have no objection. Goddamn, you have no business going on at that group. And also, our advance man should have been around, I think. That's all. But it may be that that can't be him. But just now, looking at Robbie Moran, we're talking in our press release, the next station letters are going to hurt. Don't try to pander to these assholes. They are not people. Basically, if they're philosophically against you, remember, there is nothing you can do to change it. And any generous move like that it shows weakness, you see?
Yep.
It shows softness. Do you agree or not, Laura?
I think I did.
I know I agree. I've done it for years. And it's like flying on to write those letters to my Salisbury. I've turned three letters have been in here. I've marked them all up. No. Why don't I write you? Because I know God damn well. It's been fantastic. He even had one with that Dan Graham on it once. Now, why do you do that? You see my point? Well, so you're advanced people a little bit. Living a number of appearances we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's
not. The crowd thing on her was a calculated decision because there was a real strategic question as to how to play that.
I wasn't wrong. I didn't
and I,
got to be somewhere on top of that.
And of course she had, and she said they were all the persons working in government about the time.
Was understood that he was in. back at 7:30 tonight. I haven't got a recent report.
Is he extended to the 4th day?
No, but he won't be back until late tonight if he's back tonight.
Yeah, about 2 in the morning.
Well, I think we,
Ron's got to have something. No, I'll get that. Mr. President, I get this, no problem. I have it on my desk.
I just don't want you.
But we're in communication.
That's something that's going to be covered up. His point is that they have. Central aspect is to be sure that no public statements are made which would suggest either anxiety or concern for the current rounds. It is even more important that nobody silent has the substance. We are at a crucial point.
How many times have we said that we've heard about the crisis anybody saying?
And he called, that's why I left the breakfast, he called. And he said again, we just got to keep everybody quiet and everybody steady. He's the only one.
Well, what he's saying is
not quiet and steady.
Well, there's a story.
Roger isn't saying anything. Blair isn't saying anything. I haven't said a word.
There's a story down in the New York Times today that follows on the Kissinger story based upon the source, which I think has him rumbled.
What is that?
No, just innocuous type source.
Well, I'll get money in front of his staff. It's not source. This is the kind of stuff everybody's going to speculate because if anything breaks, somebody wants to be on
the boat.
I said, what is that? I get a little tired of this because by God, we've done it. We've got Rogers is being a good soldier, Blair's being a good soldier. Nobody's saying a goddamn word.
What the source
story? Henry's the one that's worried about it.
What the source story basically says is that they'll be shuttling back and forth to Paris in the coming weeks, probably another trip to Saigon and so forth.
But now, where in the hell would that have come from right out of the NSC staff?
Because the state doesn't know anything about it. You don't know anything about it.
That had to come out of the NSC staff, Bob. That had to.
You understand what I mean?
Who in the hell else would have even known about a trip to Saigon? Who knows?
I'm slap. I think he's got to realize that he needs a little discipline in his own staff. Well, I'll lay money that came out of the staff.
Who else could come from?
Saigon, they're probably going to trip to Hanoi next.
Well, I'm going to stay away from that.
You know, I thought that you should know in terms of your daughter, Dr. Bob Reeves, about something to be concerned about.
You know, I have a very different attitude about the care and feeding of the press, particularly those that are what I call dedicated left-wing liberals. You remember the Klein and some others, Herb Capital's mother-in-law died or something like that. Write a letter and I did. And I called this one. I thought it would be amusing to you to know that they were Christians and they were from a government. People came up and gave her a very long time in the government prison. The most vicious was Capo. I don't ever come in here again telling me to do anything decent to a dedicated liberal in a personal sense. But let me tell you the difference. Our people are wrong. The people that are conservative and so forth. You see, we judge these left wingers by our own standards. We are appealed to by decency. We wouldn't want to be, but the dedicated left-wing liberal will do anything, including the vicious attack on a family man. And don't you ever make a recommendation that sort of thing again. Say, quit.
Yes, sir.
Because it does not help. And don't you ever try to brown nose any of the people on the left. It will not do any good. We only have contempt for you. Klein does it all the time. You can't change him. But I just don't want you to waste any of your time. Kershaw, you know how to handle them. I just want you to know that when you get one of these lefties, they'll play loud, they're pleasant, they're more intelligent than the right wingers and the rest, and Black Hat or Vandiver or whatever his name is, the rest. But let me tell you something. Left wing liberals hate us. They hate us because of what we stand for. It has nothing to do with personality. It has nothing to do with them. The moment you listen to them in a personal sense, all they do is like the communists. They have contempt for you. You must show no softness. You must show nothing personal. Never, never, never. That's my advice for today on handling the crisis.
Right.
I'm not going to forget this either.
Well, I'll find out what Kepler did.
Forget what he said. You don't have to find out. You're not even to check on him. I don't want to give him that much attention. He's through.
All right.
And I say, he takes me on, that's one thing. He's not going to take on him. Vicious. I'm not going to talk about him. All right. Forget it. But I guess talking. I didn't call his mother-in-law or his mother-in-law, and I didn't write it.
matter of pure decency. But I know that it was suggested for the well and her, you know, at least it tries to be better. Screw up. If they're against us, I don't mean that you treat them bad. I just mean don't do nice personal things for people that ideologically hate your guts. Don't do it.
Activity that they talk about, if anything, is the kind of activity that's being indulged in,
I would suppose, by both sides.
against them.
You're not going to comment. I'm not going to talk about any of these activities by the campaign, the campaign committee. We're not going to comment on this office.
Then if they ask about Clausen, I'll say he's already commented from the
That's right. He's commented, right.
What the hell was it after Clausen?
I believe the story, but some letter that apparently isn't true.
Canoe story?
What happened? It's a letter that Loeb used to
It got Muskie on.
Which turned Muskie into a crier.
Oh, the letter.
Well, that was written.
He did so with the
Canoe French Canadian.
See, it started out with the fact that someone wrote a letter complaining that Muskie had called people canoes.
So canoes, is that the problem?
Who the hell cares?
Just to have it.
We can't sort it out.
I don't think that's true, but I mean, no one cares.
But just that.
Host can lock it out.
So yeah, I can't lock it out. No comments or anything else. Do you ever have any comments on all these things? Like you say, I'm the president on the comment, the campaign, polls, and so forth. We have nothing more to say than what we already said. Just cold.
The one thing I might find, when I came in tonight, I had in mind whether or not I should refer to your comments about the
corruption.
But I don't
know. No.
That opens it up.
No. I did. I was going in for the sake of those words about the cabinet officers.
I understand.
I would say word. No, sir. That puts me in the position of being defensive on corruption. Just don't say a word. And if it comes out of the meeting, just that the president expresses his
confidence in his men.
He thanked the cabinet for working so hard and expressed confidence in it. That's what you said out here. Nothing more. Nothing more. Nothing more. Would you agree?
Yeah.
No more. You don't need to. Otherwise, we're defensive.
I wouldn't vote. That's right.
Just say it.
No, you can say it.
No matter how you say it, the league's going to come out defensive.
Yeah, if you say it, the president said it. My problem is that you can say it. The president thanked the cabinet for the work we're doing. If it comes out of the hill, I mean, and said, personally honest man, doing a good job.
Okay, good.
You just said express confidence in his team. Okay.
Now you get some heat in there. I just want to know.
Tell me this, the thing that I'm concerned about, let me say, I don't know if I should talk about this doesn't, couldn't have come out of the FBI. This, in my view, this is about the inner workings of the Colson office and all that sort of letters of the agreement and so forth. You mean that somebody that's
I think they did in their interrogation, as I understand it, they did pick up some of that. And then obviously one of these guys that I haven't read the story completely, but I just that one of the guys that they tried to recruit to do this has talked to this folks recording this and 90% of the article is direct quotes from this lawyer from Tennessee.
Yeah, who tried to recruit?
Apparently one of these people has been working in that apparatus, a guy named who got his pictures on the front page. I don't know who he is.
He's now working for Colson.
A guy named Zagetti or something.
Is he with us now or
no? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know who he is. But he was the one, according to the story, that was out trying to recruit people to do this kind of stuff. And then one of the people
he tried to recruit was early in Colson's office.
I don't think so.
I don't know what the hell they talk to Chuck about. I don't know what the price games are they're up to. You know what I mean? You always know their letters and all that kind of crap. I don't think
it's whether or not he's got leaks in his goddamn office, Bob. Well, see, there's two stories there. One is this, the bulk of it is this guy that was trying to recruit people to go out and screw up rallies, apparently, and that kind of stuff.
Well,
the other is that Clausen wrote the Canute letter, and right. That they picked up. Clausen knew this story was going to run because he talked to Marilyn Berger yesterday, and she told him it was. And Marilyn Berger is the one quoted in the story, she's a Post reporter, as having been told by Clausen that he wrote the letter, the kind of letter. And he may have, I don't know. That wouldn't be surprised.
Well, maybe you better protect us, you better talk to Steve, he's not sure whether he likes to talk to him. I'll talk to Clausen, by the way. I think you're right.
Sunday's meeting, which lasted over 6 hours, some guilt was manifested, which suggested Andy's anxiety to get a settlement as soon as possible, but at the same time to achieve maximum pressure on GBN and the political area. During today's meeting, which was yesterday, which lasted only 2 hours, I took a strong position insisting that no further progress could be made in the political area until we had absolute security and military guarantees. This resulted in anxiety and concern on the other side, and firm promise to deal positively with security issues at tomorrow's session. At this juncture, I believe we have a chance to obtain significant progress by maintaining firm position and anticipate progress at tomorrow's session. The essential aspect of the issue is to be sure now that no public statements are made which would suggest either anxiety. A very crucial point. We will have firm prognostication at the end of tomorrow's session. I will return tomorrow evening unless major progress is probable as a result of further expansion of our talks.
Right.
Then he sent another message. Well, then he called me, and he said that he had just found out there was a communication breakdown, that a cable was on the way, but we apparently had gotten this, which we did get. He said, I just want you to understand, Mike, this is not a secure line, that this is very complex, but we know what we're doing, and I can't cover it all. And the key is for you to try to keep everybody quiet there and keep steady. Then he says, we'll be meeting in a half an hour, and if we are at an appropriate point, I will leave tonight late, returning there about 2 or 3 in the morning. Otherwise, I will stay over tonight. I can't tell you a lot more than that right now. Then another message came in this morning, just now, that said the negotiations during this round have been so complex and sensitive that we have been unable to report their content in detail due to the danger of compromise. We know exactly what we are doing, and just as we have not let you down in the past, we will not do so now. Pending our return and my direct report to you, it is imperative that nothing be said in reply to the governor or in any other context bearing on the current talks. So, Bob,
let's understand. Nobody intends to say about that.
I know.
About it?
I know.
He raises these as bogeymen.
Sure.
Or am I being unfair?
No, he is, but I think he's...
He's very right.
Seeing speculation
all across
and stuff like that. He's, well, but he knows Rogers isn't having his press conference.
And Larry, not today. Oh, well, he's basically, you've got his parents and he's there, and I haven't heard. Well, but let me tell you, nothing's happening. I'll tell you why.
Sure. He says significant progress.
Well, it's no progress. No, but the other, well, most important thing is just we're trying to get it. We made some progress on the military issue. But he doesn't say there's any progress on the political issue. Look, I told Henry 1,000 times you can settle all goddamn military issues in the world. And if they are not going to give up the political issue, we can have some of them, because that means something too.
Yeah.
But he finds himself in this, and he barks around with those 9 points. He says, makes his 9 of the 10 points. How many times he said it?
Yeah,
it's settled. Huh? We've got it virtually settled.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Those points should come second. Said that. It's all right. Except I don't like to build up the suspense. That's the problem.
No. I wouldn't worry about building up the suspense.
Well, except
we've been shooting it down all along. We're going to show it for time. And you can't, to a rational person, you can't make any case that we're doing this as a political grandstand, because why the hell are the North Vietnamese sitting there? There's two people sitting at that table, not just us.
Do you think, maybe, Bob, that you ought to... No, I'm not going to say based on that thing this morning. I'm not going to do it anymore. I cannot, really, it is not right for me to have to tell top members of the White House that what the tone and the symptoms are. I think you'd better get at it. I was frankly a little horrified. Yeah, I mean, by the fact, not because it affected me, should I know, I want to hear those things. But knowing that those assholes there will never be able to sort it out, they'll all go, you know, they go away, the idea of Jesus Christ,
miracles are longer,
we're dropping back on the farm and shooting and dying, the grain and shooting. Say it right. somebody an issue of crime, somebody on dope, somebody on this and that.
I said there.
But you ring it, get a jail with it, I'll show it to my home. Exactly.
I should
not say credit about that.
That's absolutely right, that they're going there.
It's essential that Park put a positive note on this affair before the end. Was John's rundown totally accurate? John's rundown was totally accurate, but there isn't a damn thing these people can do about such truths, such trends.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely right. So there's no point talking about it.
Yeah.
Remember that such a group as this is basically negative to begin with. It puts fuel on the plane to tell them the administration's falling behind on crime, prices, Vietnam, etc. Among key groups. In other words, just tell them in an upbeat way what to emphasize. The state-by-state thing is going better. And it was.
That was my guess.
I wrote this at the very start when Eric was doing the general job.
But that was in the way I wrote the state-by-state thing and sent the message to you before Ehrlichman had gone through the Northeast and the South and hadn't mentioned the social issue.
Now, okay.
Then you were right and I mentioned welfare. And also, it's another one. It's because it was a teeter. And his domestic counsel stuff,
Harper. That is Teeter. That's Harper.
Interpret.
All right.
Well, my point is, the other thing is, also, to say that in Connecticut, lay off the abortion.
I couldn't believe
lay that. Off of amnesty. God almighty, I almost went up the goddamn wall.
You should see the note I sent to Buchanan. They said, somebody should talk to Colin Esther, who says the only thing you should talk about is in Connecticut are those issues.
Abortion and age appropriate schools.
Age appropriate schools.
And he said, it's not cool, he's not asking goddamn Harper. He had read it right off. He's one up.
Yes.
He does not agree with me on the issue.
But that's basically right.
Am I wrong or no?
It is basically right. It's totally right. He does. Harper is any so rich himself.
Well,
he's as bad as you are, and he's on the wrong side.
No, Harper is a dedicated liberal. Let's face it.
He's some.
No, he's a dedicated, no, he's a dedicated, what I call, Rumsfeld Finch type liberal.
No, he's just...
He sees the whole thing out there in the upper middle class Protestant ethnic, I mean, Protestant white that we've always had. He doesn't see it where we're getting the votes. The most significant thing that was said this morning, and I did it because basically it was the Kevin Phillips announcement, short end, where I said, here's your issues. Where are we getting? We're getting here. Among the Catholics and among the Italians and the ethnics. We're gaining in the South. We're doing well in the mountain states and we're doing well in the plain states. Why? For the same reasons. It doesn't have anything to do with material issues. It has to do with the fact of patriotism. They want to believe in America. It has to do with morality. It has to do with religious faith. These are the things these people needed to hear.
Well, he tied together.
Or do you agree? I don't think he needed to hear that.
He tied together the South and the urban ring. The white ethnic urban ring, which is
exactly the South, but the urban ring and the mountains.
And the mountains.
Where we're going to do well.
And that's where it is.
It's the folks.
That's right.
The problem I think he got with a guy like Harper, I don't know what his background is, but his thinking is that of a sociologist rather than a politician.
He's the most apolitical man I've ever met.
Exactly. Mind. He analyzes all the poll data on the basis of sociological phenomenon rather than on the basis of political effect.
Let me ask this, Chuck. With regard to that story that Moses Frank, the only thing that concerned me was whether or not there's a leak in your office. I just wondered because a lot of that crap, you know, is funded Clausen, I
don't. Well, Clausen's explanation of that, Mr. President, is that he jokingly said to Marilyn Berger, that was such an effective letter, I wish I could take credit for having written it. And she misquoted him and said he had written it. I don't believe there's a leak in the office because it was nothing.
I don't speak of the canoe. I am speaking of the fact that he said they were doing various things, writing letters and all that sort of thing.
Was that your guy's name?
No, I never heard of this guy, Segretti. I don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah, he is one of your people.
Oh, hell no. I've never heard of the guy. I don't know who the only thing in that letter that...
I think Segretti was over at the committee. I don't think we've had anything to do with him here.
Still there.
Well,
I don't know who he is.
When the FBI took my statement, they asked me if I'd ever seen the guy, and I said, no, I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. I don't know where that story could... It never came out of my office.
You understand, I don't give one damn about it, except be sure your own people are always... Because I don't know of course, if we were out of our minds, unless we have adequate situation that things handled with regard to handling hecklers and counter-hecklers, but for Christ's sakes, don't have some asshole in your office go brag about it.
The thing, Mr. President,
that's what I'm worried about.
The thing
your office, same advancement. You shot.
Yep.
Everybody wants to prove we did great. That we're organized in all the states, and we're going to mail out 18 million pieces of literature.
The thing about my office, nothing in that article this morning is anything to do with my office. The things that I have done that could be explosive in the newspaper have never come out because nobody knows about them. I don't talk to anybody in my office.
I just wonder if there's people.
Now, all of that is out of some other area that God knows where, but...
I think it's that whole counter-rally business, which is, I think it is related to the Watergate. I think it's all about the same.
So do I. I think that was Lynn's operation.
There was, as they tracked down. See, what they're after is where that money went, and there was a fund of something like $350,000 or something.
How the hell do they think that the McGovern people financed all those buses to come in and demonstrate against us in Los Angeles? What are they doing about their buses? I just talked to Bob, too, on television last night. Not one network carried those 1,000 rats that were with the McGovern people, and we didn't have a camera up there to make sure. Well, we clearly said they were the worst sons of bitches she ever saw.
I would think we could get local TV.
We can get pictures of them. We have them. And you're circulating the other pictures of all these other.
Brought home 500,000 other men. They put
also tell Mel of everything else to say.
lines. They have enabled us to continue to draw Americans. They have prevented the colonization of South Vietnam. And they provide the only leverage we have to get our prisoners back. Even also having taken on his demagogy, the political Christie would have used.
I think the line that the Connolly the line that Connolly and Richardson have taken today is a good one, which is that this is sheer hypocrisy for these people to be preaching this end of war that they got us into, and then going to the positive of you getting us out.
Right.
And the contradiction of
majority. That's right. And incidentally, let me tell you something. Henry's points aren't all well fitting here. He doesn't understand the basic problem that these bastards use him. I mean, he's never understood the propaganda or this thing. You just don't sit back here. Everything's just because he's in Paris that completely demolishes the government, demolishing all. The government's going to make his story. It happens to run alongside of it, but. Your point the other day, you cry a wolf once in a while. Of course, you've been in Paris 100 times. This is the 19th time. So what the hell is it? I mean, so he spent 3 extra days. Henry thought it's going to be a big story. Not a big story. It's a good story. Not a big one. Not going to be. Until something happens now. Henry forgot, for Christ's sake, to read the truce negotiations. We killed through the goddamn things that happened. Nothing was happening. Americans were still getting killed. The war was going on. Eisenhower won the election. They're not going to win it on this, but when they're on the wrong side of the issue, it's a little late. But your Vietnam thing is a tenuous thing in the sense that you can't leave it without hope. I mean, you can't leave it, and you can't just sit there in a bomb shelter and say that the enemy is all a bunch of nice people. You've got to kick them in the ass for their exploiting the POWs. They must be kicked in the ass. I had practically bring Henry back together to make the point that when I made the point to do great enough, I said that we will not make any decisions based on the election. So yes, probably right. But you know what I mean. Now, he's thinking only in terms of how do you win them? Who should you win them? They do what their interests require, nothing more.
We didn't get last night on the network, so we should have been, because we should have gotten pictures of those crazies. But what we did get was, except for one that
we didn't get that negative, but we sure as hell got the positive.
We got the positive.
And she got another negative, which is really better than the crazies. Was the Italians saying, what the hell is he doing? He rained on our parade.
Well, not only that, but this.
You know, I really feel, in my view, I have a feeling, Bob, that there's a lot more to this business of the crazies than we think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree. Killed by association, they talk about it. I mean, it isn't something you can do, but the point is, that's what the Durrell out did. That what turns people off. It's like the barbers that you saw. It's like this, these people, the elevator operator, he said, you see those terrible people, the Democrats. I didn't think they were so terrible as I told you. But Chris said, that's it. He said, you thought, said the Democratic convention looked like a Methodist picnic compared to this. It was horrible, vicious, surly, Viet Cong flags, fuck you, and everything. It was just unbelievable. Well, not one word in the press
box. Well, and the wire. And New York, and the New York Times doesn't care. I didn't read
it. Did
well, I'd read the body of the story, but from the headline, I would gather they did. McGovern supporters disrupt parade was in the byline, but I mean the subject. It'll, but bear one in mind among those Italians, they talk, and that will go all through New York. Jesus, if he didn't. And the Jews invited them here. The international lady, Stolberg invited them to our parade.
That's what's just marvelous.
Oh.
What are you doing there in the parade? Why is invited by the garment
workers? The garment workers, a union which is
100%. Be sure you get around, Chuck, to all of our people to tell them to be sure in Connecticut and New Jersey not to mention abortion or aid approaching schools because it will cause a loss in the state.
Be sure that. The reason he, I
or New York, or Philip, or Pennsylvania. God, when I heard it, I almost thought, what in the name of Christ? That was the thing he said 6 months ago, and I said that. I don't agree with that. Remember?
I sent it
in the cabinet room, remember?
I sent it up.
I was astonished that you didn't say something this morning. I was fully expecting anything to me that
I was
going to say anything about abortion. I didn't want to say it broke to school, but I mean, I don't want to do that with Michael.